Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We're going to move on to our A-list interview for today, which is with Warren Beatty, Oscar winner, one of the more legendary actors of all time. He's got a brand new movie out. That's called Rules Don't Apply. I gave a Dean's List B-, only because of originality. There have been so many Howard Hughes movies. I didn't really see, you know, what's the point in another one. When I sat down with Warren Beatty, he, you know, will swear and tell you it's not a Warren Beatty biopic, or not a Howard Hughes biopic, that it's the story about the two young actors, Lily Collins, who was Phil Collins' daughter, and Alden Ehrenreich, a young actor who was in Hail Caesar. He's been in a number of movies. He's in this he's going to be the new Han Solo in the movie that's going to come out in a couple of years. Very talented actor. And they have a nice, I mean, the movie is somewhat about their relationship, but it really all revolves around Howard Hughes, played by Warren Beatty. The movie is very stylish. It's got a really cool old Hollywood look. The performances are very nice. I wasn't that interested in the story. So that's why I gave it B-, a little above average. But still, you know, I guess the feeling on the part of the people who made this movie is that this, you know, this recluse, this eccentric billionaire, Howard Hughes, is still a fascinating character. One of the things that we talked with Warren Beatty about when he was here in Chicago recently.
I have always been really amused by Howard Hughes, the stories, because I feel sometimes that I met everyone who ever met him.
Yeah.
And I talk and I listen, and it always makes me laugh. And I had an experience at the very beginning. This was when I was a kid, in the 60s. And I got lucky because I became kind of well known from my first movie, and so I was put into a sensible state of paranoia about tabloids and stuff. And I thought I was being spied on by tabloids, and I called the desk at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I said, I want to tell you how disappointed I am in you that you allow the tabloids to be spying on me. Well, could you hold on, Mr. Beatty? I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
And they come back to the phone and say, would you ask you, Mr. Beatty, those people are not with the tabloids. I said, well, how do you know? And they said, well, they're with Mr. Hughes. And I said, Howard Hughes? I said, are you telling me that Howard Hughes is in the next suite from me? Well, we don't know. Then what are you telling me? Well, he has seven suites. I said, seven suites?
Wow.
And they said, and confidentially, he also has five bungalows. Seven suites and five bungalows. This is grounds for a farce.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't know quite what it was.
Yeah.
And then I would hear stories, and I knew, you know, I knew Greg Bautzer and Kerkorian, and I knew Bob Mayhew. I knew Gene Peters and Gene Simmons and Jane Russell or Terry Moore. I knew all of these people, and I hear all these stories, and they always struck me funny. But this is not, as I want to make clear, it's not a biopic of Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
It's a movie about two young kids who are very religious. One is Southern Baptist. The girl that Lily plays comes from Virginia, and the boy comes from Fresno. He's a religious Methodist. They come to Hollywood at approximately the same time, both to work for Howard Hughes. And it's a movie that deals with thematically what we have to admit is American sexual puritanism and the often comical consequences of it, and also some sad consequences of this that has so often made us the laughingstock of France
and other countries. It seems like also that it deals with America's fascination with celebrity and sort of, you know, the mysticism of all that. At the same time, that certainly you must, I mean, you clearly brought your Howard Hughes near experience into this film of, you know, being near him.
That's a scene very similar in the movie. But I wonder if you could relate to some of that as well, as you are a sought-after celebrity, that people want to get near you. And, you know,
well, I've had a bunch of books written about me. I must tell you, in absolute candor, I've never read a full book about me. I've never read more than 10 or 15 pages, and there have been 10 or 15 books.
Yeah.
They are filled with such nonsense, such invented, what I call invented memory, which I think is a huge subject nowadays, invented memory,
that I
would assume the same thing about Howard Hughes, that people invent stories. But I would say to some extent that all of history is fiction. I used to have three quotes at the beginning of the movie. One was by Henry Ford, who said, "History is bunk." Another one was Winston Churchill, who said, "History will be very kind to me because I intend to write it." And also Napoleon's quote is that history is a set of lies that is agreed upon.
Yeah.
I have done three movies before this that dealt with people who actually lived. When Bonnie and Clyde and Bugsy Siegel and Reds, in those cases, I took all kinds of liberties. I played John Reed in Reds, and I played Bugsy in Bugsy and Clyde. So many liberties. We took with chronology, with dates, with times, with places. But I think and nobody ever complained.
Yeah. And people are so fascinated by that. People are so fascinated by the things that probably are not true that they read about Howard Hughes or you or Lady Gaga name the A-lister. Another thing that people I think you're going to be surprised once they realize that it's been 15 years since your last movie. It's been a long time. Just been taking
the smartest thing I've ever done was to get Annette Bening to marry me. So she's, in my opinion, the best actress in the world, and she's a great mother, she's a great wife, and she... We have had these four kids that are spectacular. I like to call them four small Eastern European countries that I negotiate with, and we often have our texts returned by them. I guard their privacy, but they are, I have to tell you, spectacular. So that's basically what's I postponed. That's not really the best word. I didn't get married until I was 54, it's been a revolution, a revelation, and a revolution in my life, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So he prioritized his life, raised his kids. Now getting back into the movie business again. More with Warren Beatty when we come back from the break. 11:52, Dean Richards, Sunday Morning, WGN, with our A-list interview this week with Oscar winner Warren Beatty, one of the most legendary actors in Hollywood, has met everyone, knows virtually everybody on the A-list. We sat down and talked with him when he was here in Chicago a few weeks ago. More about his legendary career, the great Warren Beatty, this morning.
I've always been lucky. I got my start with Kazan, and the first movie I did, I became known or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've never had to do movie after movie after movie, and so I have a movie in the back of my mind, and that doesn't mean I'm working on it.
Right.
It means that it's floating around in there, and sometimes, I'm sure you find this too, sometimes you do your best work when you don't know that you're working.
Exactly.
Or you could be working on something else and have something in mind, and then finally you just have to face facts and you do it.
So talking with Alden, he said it's okay to bring this up to you, that you and he were talking about this, that I could name practically anybody from the last 50 years, and you would have a story about them. I only have a minute, so they're going to have to be super short stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if I said Michael Jackson, Do you have a story?
Only spent. I went to his a birthday party for him. He was such a sweet guy. I don't have an elaborate story on.
But you went to a birthday
Michael
party.
Jackson. It was a small party.
Most people have never. Richard Nixon. This is going to be a good story.
Well, the truth is, I did not know Richard Nixon. I have been asked to play Richard Nixon. I have lots of thoughts about Richard Nixon, and I would take too much of your time.
Okay. The Beatles.
Yes, I knew the Beatles before they were the Beatles. Before they were the Beatles.
Yeah.
I could that also I would not. I could tell you some good stories on the Beatles, but it would take too much time. The build-up would be important.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Give me more.
Gandhi. I try to think of the most diverse list.
No.
You don't have a Gandhi. I stumped you.
I would like to say that Gandhi and I went to school together, but he first shaved his head.
How about Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe, I knew, was a spectacular, sensitive, vulnerable, astonishing person.
Warren Beatty, his list of A-listers goes on and on and on. His movie is called Rules Don't Apply. It's not really a comedy. It's not really a drama. Somewhere in between. Kind of a lighthearted romp. Look at the life of Howard Hughes. And these two young, one is a wannabe actor, one is his driver. They kind of fall in love. They're not supposed to. Interesting movie. As I said, I gave it a B minus. The look of the movie, the performances are pretty great. Overall, I was a little bit disappointed with the movie, to be honest. The number one movie in America this weekend is the animated film that I gave a B+, Moana, the Disney animated movie, which is absolutely delightful, really fun, really, really, great for all ages. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the voices in the movie. It took in a whopping $81 million over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.